This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
This fall, parents have been getting a rare peek into how their kids behave or don't in class. Families have endured challenging moments with remote learning, but they've also enjoyed times of unexpected fun. WBEZ's Susie Ahn brings some of their stories.
This is my first grade son's remote music class. He's putting on quite a performance lip-syncing instead of singing along.
You're just like moving your mouth. Why do you do that?
Because I don't like the song, Anna. So she thinks I'm singing.
Why, what happens if, like, she sees that you're not singing?
Maybe I'll hurt her feelings or get in trouble.
My son Augie and I have clashed often this semester. He doesn't like remote learning, and I have what teachers call poor classroom management. But I've had fun seeing him learn in real time and his creative ways of slacking off. Some parents say these small moments have brought them a bit of joy in a difficult year. Like Sophia Kim, who says sometimes her labor goes unrecognized by her two elementary-age sons.
You call me in because you need me to stand next to you while you take your test.
9-year-old Brian is hot and cold when it comes to his mom helping with school. One day, Kim made a comment in passing that she'd like to have grandchildren someday. Brian responded,
children are too much work for me.
Yeah, have you been seeing how much work your mom has been putting into all of this?
Yes, and I don't want that to become me. I want to, like, probably have some, I want more me time.
Brian says this opinion isn't a reflection of his own behavior. Rather, it's based on how annoying his little brother is.
I have to
Mom Laura Davis is wrangling her daughter Harper and son Harrison while managing a hoarse voice.
What is her name again?
Miss Susie.
Miss Susie, I'm 5.
And Harper, how old are you?
3. 3. And that's Daddy, and he is 15.
Daddy is not.
Davis's daughter Harper has a lot of hot takes, and she learned fast how to use the unmute button in her preschool class.
So Harper unmutes herself and goes, "Hi, I'm Harper Michelle Davis, and this is boring." And I went, "Oh my gosh, you can't say that." Yeah, why did you have to tell her?
Because it was too boring, and I wanted to tell the truth.
High five, Harper.
Out of the mouth of babes. Davis says it's a little embarrassing, but she can't help but laugh. She's enjoyed seeing how her kids learn, like her son writing his name for the first time, and her daughter starting to draw recognizable images, like a house. Fourth grader Kate Altenberg is over remote learning.
Boys misuse the chat, and, like, people don't know how Google Classroom works.
Mom, Bridget Altenberg, says Kate's been pretty independent. But one day, she got a note from the teacher.
How did she put it? She said you were not a great online customer, which I thought was a weird phrase.
It seems Kate tried to pull a switcheroo by having a doll stand in for her.
I, like, put it at an angle where you can only see the brown hair, so it looked like my head.
So you really were trying to get away with something.
I need a break.
You needed a break?
I'm excited for Christmas break.
Yes.
Bridget and Kate both got COVID-19 early on. Altenberg thinks her family is fortunate to have recovered and that she and her wife still have jobs that allow them to be at home with Kate.
I would never say I'm grateful for this time because there's so many other people that are really struggling. It has been fun to have her around and to overhear the comments in school and kind of see how the teachers are handling it.
She's grateful for how families and schools have come together to try to make this year work. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.